Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
what's happening? I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your colleague. I'm whatever you want to be, long as it's positive. Want to welcome you into the Tuesday edition of the Greg Shell Show. Happy, happy Tuesday to all our listeners that's riding in your car or riding on your bus or riding in your van or riding in your Corvette or your Bentley Coupe, whatever. You just sitting in your office listening in. We want to welcome you in to the Greg Shell Show. We got a very different kind of show today. It's going to be called Testimony Tuesdays, where you can call in and testify of the goodness of the Lord, what God has done, something good in your life that only you know God did for you. You know it wasn't no Big Bang Theory. You knew that God did it without a shadow of a doubt. Again, we got an amazing show lined up for you. I don't even know what's going to happen today, but God knows. And we just want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Yesterday's show, boy, let me tell you, it was funny, it was hilarious, but it was straight what it was. And I'm just excited that we can just tell the truth and shame the devil, you know what I mean? Because the devil is the father of lies, and we just like to shed light on the truth, because when you tell the truth, you ain't telling a lie. And so we're just excited to be alive this morning. And Darrell Thomas was on the radio show a couple of days ago. I think it was Friday, to be exact. Friday he was on our broadcast. And Darrell, be out there, man. I wanted to tell you, great song. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and kick my Tuesday morning off again with a track by Darrell Thomas. Y'all stay right by your radio. Keep it locked right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3, and we'll be right back.
If you're riding your car, you might need to pull over for this one. Come on.
Let's go. This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will lead my voice to sing to you, oh Lord. When I think about all the things you've done, all the ways you made, I just wanna say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want you.
Somebody help me say
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
One, two, three, point!
you back to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that amazing track by my brother Dwell Thomas all the way out of Duval County. That's Jacksonville, Florida. And an amazing brother on the rise. And that was his new track entitled Thank You, Lord. And y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. I hope you're enjoying the show this morning. I got our newest addition to the family. She on the line, and she's going to be on the line with us each and every day. And she also has a new broadcast that's going to be coming to this platform as well. Once she gives me the date, you know what I mean, or the day of the week she want to come on, it's already done in Jesus' name. None other than MME. What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday if y'all like tacos. But good morning, everybody. Once again, it's a wonderful day. This is the day that God has made, a day we have never seen before and a day we have never seen again. So I just want to say hey to all my friends today in case I don't get to say it again.
I tell you, you know the song say, you light up my life, you give me hope, like that. That's what you do on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Oh, my goodness. I love it. You know, you hear the birds sing. I'm here, MME. Get it out there, boy, right here to all our listeners that's listening on their morning commute. What you want to say to our listeners that driving in their car, their Bentley, their truck, their big old doobly? What you want to say to them this morning on this beautiful Tuesday?
You know, back in the day, they used to have a song. They say, man, I hate to go to work. But I'm going to tell y'all, go get the money. Go get the money. Go get the money. Go get the money.
Man, I tell you, we're really excited about a lot of things. Actually, we're getting ready to head to Montgomery, Alabama this weekend, Saturday, December the 16th, all roads lead to Montgomery, Alabama. We will be doing our pre-Christmas special live TV taping of the Greg Shell Show, live in person, live, all the way live. We even had to slip. Don't even have to slide. And it's going to be at the Miracle Deliverance Temple located at 3851 Meadowview Street. And I'm telling you, if you're a business owner, you want to showcase your backdrop, we definitely want to hear from you, and you exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. We're going to be doing a live radio show out there, too. So we're going to have radio, TV. We're going to have some eggnog and all that good nog and, some food, all that good stuff, just to impress prizes and all that good stuff exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Boy, I sure wish you could come hang out with us out there.
Yes, I wish I could, too. It sounds so wonderful. But by the time everything pop off, trust and believe me, I know it will be a way somehow.
Well, you know one thing I know that they got a song that they always say to the world that we are the world. We are the children. See, we can do it by spirit, people. You know, I know your physical body want to be there, but as long as you got a good spirit there, you know what I mean? As long as the spirit is good, the situation is good. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm
a... So what is it? It's Testimony Tuesday. I didn't get that last part. I'm sorry.
I say I'm going to be right there just like I'm right there right now.
Okay, so why is this? It's Testimony Tuesday, and I know somebody want to probably testify that God done brought them through something, and only you know God brought you through it. So would you go ahead and lead the pack today if you're up to it? Would you like to share a testimony today? This is Testimony Tuesday where you can share with the world a situation that you know only God brought you through supernaturally.
Right, absolutely. Well, I can go all the way back to when I was 13. I can tell you that's, I'm from Houston. Well, from in Houston. So, Spanish Camp, if you know me for real, Bay City, Texas, Altair, Texas, you know, all those little countries, Glen, Florida, don't let me forget Glen, Florida, Texas. But when I was 13, I went to Galveston. I went to Galveston with my cousins, and I love them to death, my cousins. And so we were pretending like we were baptizing ourselves in the ocean, in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you going back and the current is taking you back, you know, we were 13, 15 years old. So the current is taking us back. We didn't realize how far back we were. So what happened was we ended up losing, like, our feet under the water. We walked into a trench. And so I had just learned how to swim that summer. And so I was able to tread water, but while I was treading water, I felt myself go under because my cousin ended up behind me, and she didn't know how to swim, so she was on my back. And I went down, and I looked up, and all I could see was the sun beaming down into the ocean. And so I started just dog paddling myself back up to the top, but I still had her on my back. But I was able to get up with her on my back and raise up my hand and say, "Help!" And then I went back down. And when she realized that it was taking me down, she let me go. And when she let me go, I got back up, you know, raised myself back up to the top of the water, raised my hand up again, say, "Help!" And so then my uncle came. He grabbed me. I was the first one he grabbed. So he grabbed my arm, pulled me. And when he pulled me, I couldn't stand up still. So I said, "I can't stand up." I went down again. So he grabbed me again and pulled me to where I could stand up. By that time, I turned around just in time to see my cousins hugging each other. And they went down because my uncle had told my older cousin, "Go get your sister because you're tall." He was tall. He said, "Go get your sister," but neither one of them could swim. So he went to get her, and they just held each other, you know, holding each other arms, like arm in arm, face to face. And they looked at us one last time, and they both went under. And I was like, I was just in shock. And so my uncle pulled me all the way, you know, just to the point where my knees was like, you know, I was knee deep in the water. So I was able to get out. He's like, "Get out the water, get out the water." So I got out the water. And we was calling the lifeguards. Everybody was helping. I was shaking. But I survived. But my cousins, they died. They died. And so that's just to make a long story short. But I drew in the sand what color their caskets were going to be and everything. And lo and behold, the day of the funeral, that's exactly the color their caskets were. And when I walked in the church, I almost fainted. And they had to grab me and just pull me out. I had never felt like that before. And so I've never really been able to go to a funeral. It's just really hard for me, but God brought me through, and you know, and to this day I cannot get into Galveston Bay or any other bay. The water can come to my feet a little bit, but that's it. I don't get in the water. I don't let my kids get in, but you know, they want to get in it anyway. But I tell them, don't go that far. If it come above your knees, just get out. So, but that's my testimony today. God brought me through, you know, when I say through the ocean, he brought me through. He brought me out the ocean. So, you know, he saved me. And that's my testimony today to everybody, that only God can save you. Nobody else can save you. And I'm here.
Wow. Let me just, that is just, I mean, so it actually was a tragic event happened from that situation. How many lives was lost?
Two of them, brother and sister, 15 and 16.
Well, let's clap this testimony up this morning.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry to hear about the situation, but God do what he want to do, and we don't understand the situation, how God maneuvers, but and yeah. I guess he'll let us know, you know, if you saved and know that you saved and know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I believe he'll share with us once we get where he is, you know, why I believe that. So I got my big brother on the line all the way from the 757, all the way out of West, out of Williamsburg, Virginia. He is none other than the CFO, none other than Brother Antonio Grace. What's happening, man? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Bless, bless, bless. Boy, I'm here to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to shake it off, boy. I still got chills on me right now. My deepest condolences for you, that on my sister. Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you.
But I'm here to tell you that you still here. You still here.
Amen.
You are still here. The enemy is a lie, and the truth ain't in her, and you still here. You still here.
Amen.
Not only is you still here, you still here to see them, because when the time comes, it says in the scripture that we would know each other, okay? Now, that was for those Bible scholars, you know. Some folks say, well, we ain't going to recognize each other. Well, they didn't even read their Bible a little bit more in depth. It's Jesus went to go be with the Father and came back. We knew who he was. So he was going to a place that we were going to be able to go to. So when I get to that place, I'm going looking for my big mama. I'm going to look for my mama.
I'm looking for my mama, too. My mom, you know, it's first Christmas.
I'm also going to look for that woman named Eve also, too. I'm going to pop her in the head because she messed us up. We're supposed to be walking around with no clothes on right now. I don't even like clothes. What if you're my little boy?
Well,
I'm
walking around in the yard,
my mom would tell me.
Wait a minute, now. My name is Yvette, and people call me Eve. I'm First Lady. Don't you might hit the wrong Eve upside the head.
No. I know the right Eve. I'm going to see the right Eve. She got some grass on her. She been punished. She might have some wings on her.
Yeah, she ain't that nothing but a fig leaf draw.
She allowed us to have a lot of fun on Earth.
Yeah, they sit there talking to a snake. You know, that was the devil anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, what's he listening there talking to a talking snake?
Yeah.
With God, that told the man what to do. And a lot of men fall weak to the women, and women tell them, you know, you eat this apple, you know what I mean? You're going to bite a pear, you're going to reap a pear. No. You gotta take heed to the word of God, and you know, even though women, you know, take men roles, and what I mean by that is, you know, because a lot of men don't be men, so the woman step up to the plate, and ain't nothing wrong with that. So I'm just saying that to say this, you know, I heard one guy, he was in his house, he talked all that noise around the boys, but when he get in the house, that woman tell him he better shut up and go fold the clothes and whatever, and I didn't look. You know what I mean? And say, wow, how you do all that talking about people on the street and then you came and say nothing in your own house? Well, that's another episode. But anyway, Brother Grace, tell them this Testimony Tuesday, man. I know, you know, God has, you know, did some supernatural things in your life. What's a testimony you want to share with the world this morning that God brought you through that you know only God did it? You know, just like what my sister just got finished sharing, and that was a very moving story. And you should get ready for you. I know you got a book in you. You got some books in you and movies and all of that, so we're going to chop that up too.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I'm not going to give you my primary testimony, but I'm going to give one that's similar to what my sister just said because we all have something that we're supposed to do, and God's going to make sure that we are able to do it. I was in that same scenario one day, and I was sitting on the side of the swimming pool, and my wife at the time, and she was holding my daughter in the swimming pool. You know, swimming pools had a little slope in it. You know, once you go so far out before you hit the deep, it gives you a nice slope. That's how the older pools used to be. Now they have the pools where the depth of the pool is on the side. They ain't have this little slope. So you get back there where it says 4 feet, you step too far, you'll slide into 6 feet. And I was telling my wife, I said, hey, slide on back this way. And I'm trying to enjoy myself. I'm trying to catch me a little snooze and stuff. And I look at it again and say, hey, y'all slide on back. And same thing. She can't swim. She got my baby in her arm. And I'm saying to myself, you know, slide back. I dozed off. And when I opened my eyes up, I didn't see neither one of them. And I knew they hadn't got out of the water. And all I could see, they both was underwater, about 6 feet under the water. So I hit the water, and I had a dilemma. I'm looking at my wife, and I'm looking at my daughter. Which one am I going to grab first? Didn't have to think about that one long. She's been here on this earth longer than this one, so I'm going to take the one that ain't been here that long. So I grab my daughter. I lift her mama up so she can get a breath of fresh air, and I let her go. And I got my baby out the water, and then I hit the water again. Went down there and got her mom and pulled her out. And by the time I got her to the side, everybody else was helping me get her out the water and stuff. All I want to know, where my baby at? Where my baby at? And that's all she wanted to know, where my baby at? You know, so for anyone that's going through anything that has seen some type of tragedy, it's something specific for your life. And it's almost like you can't leave this earth until you accomplish it, period. I don't care how you try to shape it or how you try to mold it. If God has something for you to do specifically, he's going to make sure you do it first. Then after that, what all that foolishness you want to do then, that's on your own. You can be accomplished with the devil if you want to. But that one thing that God has for you to do, he's going to make sure you're here to do it. With that being said, back to you, sir.
Wow. It's just so amazing that we all went through the water situation. Wow. I was out. Let me go ahead and, another water situation. And before I go into my situation, I got my sister on the line, DJ Prayer. Yes, he is. He will answer prayer. Here come DJ Prayer. Oh, that word messed up. Prayer. Oh, there it is. It came back. Whoop, there it is. What the hell is my sister? Happy Tuesday. Where you at? Where you been? I was looking. I was searching all over. Couldn't find DJ Prayer. But here she is. Ooh, I'm so glad.
Oh, we've just been so swamped this morning. Blessing to everybody. I was doing all right until they told me I need 7 workers for Friday night. So, I got to find 7 people that want to work.
Boy, ain't that 7 a significant number? If I wasn't going out there, I'd be my dad work.
Uh-huh. We was talking about the 7 the other day. And I came in on the water situation. So you was trying to save somebody and not even worrying about your own life. The same way I was doing. But, you know, I just realized I'm down there in that deep water, and it's dark down there, you know, trying to save my daughter, pushing her on, you know, to the shore each time. But it's dark down there. Anything could have been down there. Anything could have ate me. You know, it's big, big old sea urchins down there, you know, in that dark, especially in that dark. But God, that hedge of protection.
Hallelujah.
And he has that hedge of protection around you. For anybody to be able to dive in the water and go get one and come back and go get another one and come back, oh, man. Yeah, that's all God right there.
So what is this? This is overwhelming to me because I was out at a park with my family. And you know how you acting like you can swim? And I was out there in the water, and you know, you act like you can swim. And I messed around and fell over in one of my holes, and I was going under. And every time I tried to say help, my mouth get full of water, and I knew I couldn't drink all that water. And so I just threw up my 2 fingers. I said, peace, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And God sent an angel, a young brother, come swam all the way across, seeing me in distress, hallelujah, and came and got me and brought me to the shore. I was holding his neck, like you say, you be holding on, because you holding on, or just got up, you know, you're holding on, because you know, and he's like, you're choking me, and I let loose a little bit, and I just began to feel a peace. It is just something significant about this 4 and this water and these 7s. Something going on, y'all. Something is going on. What are the odds of all 4 of us having a drowning experience? And everything had a rescue to it. Jesus sent the somebody to rescue us. Some people didn't make it, but he saw fit to spit us back out on dry land like he did Jonah. Oh, y'all gonna make me fall out this morning because the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Because when they pierced Jesus in the side, water and blood came out. Y'all, something going on. I can't put my hand on it. But I will put this song on this morning. The one that DJ Pratt told me I better have because she my boss. She tell me what to do, and I don't mind doing it. Long as it does properly and decent and in order. Here it is. He will answer prayer.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, or no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he will answer prayer.
He will answer prayer. He will answer prayer.
Yes, he will.
He will answer prayer.
Say it one more time.
He will answer prayer. He will answer prayer.
Yes, he will.
He will answer prayer. He will answer prayer.
Sometimes in life, problems will get you tired. But I want you to know God's always around to help you through your trials and your tribulations.
Since I was a little boy, I believe, when my grandma used to, She used to be like the queen, you know, back in the day. She was my queen. She was my hero because, you know, she's laying in the bed. I used to have a cardboard box. You know, I had to cut a piece of that cardboard box. I had to fan her like Queen Sheba. And she used to do hair. And, you know, I'm a barber by trade. And so I just learned a lot from my grandmama. I miss my grandmama. My grandmama was my mama. I mean, she'd go to the car, like, buy a new car. And she had me to pick it out. I said, son, you don't get that. What car you like out there? And I showed the car I like. And, boy, I'd be sitting in the car the next few minutes. She'd come out with the keys. Come on, go. I was like, look at here. That's our car, Grandma. Yeah, baby, you going to drive? Yeah, shoot, yeah. I said, shoot, yeah. And so I'm just elated that God put me in front of good people. And a lot of people, when you are favored by God, favor is better than money. I take favor over money any day, because when you got favor, you get all the money you need, because he's going to send the right people to give it to you. If you believe with mustard seed faith, he'll send you people like DJ Prayer, Kurt Capone Productions, a husband. He'll send you people like Brother Antonio Grace all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. He'll send you people like Shane Coleman, Foster Quarter, Pastor Trevor out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by way of Jamaica. He's seeing people like Prophet Geno Ty Sherman, a whole bunch of people, you know, that were good people, still good people in my life, and all the bad people, they know where they at, to the side. Because the wheat and the tares, you know, they grow together, but they separate, you know what I mean? So, hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Your phone broke up. That's all. We with you.
What you thought about that track?
That track was nice right there. You know, we all going to go through some things, so I think it's important for us to realize that, hey, you keep on living. That's what the seniors used to say. Boy, you ain't had no real problems yet? Don't worry. Just keep on living. You'll have some one day. Just keep on living. Matter of fact, you have more than just some. You have a 3 or 4, 5, 6 of them. Sometimes some folks ain't never had no problems before anybody. Maybe talking about, I ain't never went through nothing. I ain't never. I've just been so blessed. But I'm here to tell you, just keep on living. They woke up one morning, they had so many problems, boy. They couldn't even add them all up. They had this problem and that problem, this and that. And I said, Lord, help them, Lord, because now they got some problems on their hands. Back to you, sir. Problem.
Dang. I'm telling you. I'm excited because we getting ready to do some things, y'all. God, that's why, listen, the water, the sevens, and the revealing of the enemy, that's a threefold cord right there. And it ain't easily broken. And it's amazing that they all was in the same place on the same, in the same time on the same accord. Oh, something's going on, y'all. I'm trying to hold my peace. I'm about to jump up and shout, run, and people only know while I'm running. I'm about to make a move. I'm excited. Boy, God done gave us so much. He said too much is given, much is required. But you can't share it with everybody, y'all. Just know that. You cannot share it. You have to share it with us. People got us minds. Let's talk later here a bit. People that got us minds. That is funny. Where you at, DJ Prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said, mm-hmm. She must be eating a bacon sandwich with some peanut butter.
No, sir. I mean, a deep fried turkey
peanut
leg.
Peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
Mm-mm. I mean, a deep fried turkey leg with some mac and cheese and some chicken and broccoli in the skillet.
So you just busted up a turkey leg and put mashed potatoes and macaroni in it?
Yeah. With some parsley.
That sounds amazing. I can't wait to come back to Texas. I'm excited about them yachts, though. I can't wait to come out there and get that yacht. Boy, I already know what color I'm going to paint them.
You got to come on get them yachts.
Huh?
You got to come on get them yachts.
I want to paint one blue. I want to paint one blue, like the water, blue, and with a light green, like Miami. And then I want one to be painted black. Black with some some whoopty whoop on the side. I think I'm gonna put my white name on the side of one of them.
Well, do anything you want to do with them. Just come get
them. You hear that, Brother Grace? I need you to come with me to go get them. Oh, I got my brother. I got my partner on the line. Wait a minute. There goes Success, my business partner. Hold on here. Success, what's happening, man? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Hey, Mr. Greg, how's it going?
What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing very well, man. Today's my birthday, so I'm so happy, man.
Today's
you
your birthday? Well, wait a minute. We got to do something special. First of all, we got to clap you up. Go ahead and clap him up, DJ Prep.
I'm in the kitchen, remember?
Oh, yeah. You in the kitchen. You can't
happy
clap
birthday.
Him. Wait a minute. Let me do this. Everybody going to wish you because we added a brand new host. We got a new host since you've been gone. We got a new co-host. And, boy, we fired now. We fired strong. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ain't nothing you going to do about it. We going to clap you up, first of all. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to clap you up first. Woo-hoo! I love celebrating people's birthday. Wait a minute. Happy birthday to you. Y'all join in. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Success. Happy birthday to you. Wait a minute. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. Happy birthday to y'all. Hear me out toward the end.
Man, that was something. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate this family a lot. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, it's so amazing that you call on your birthday. I want you to meet officially MME. She's on the line with us all the way from Houston, Texas. MME, say happy birthday to my business partner and my brother. All the way from Nigeria,
Happy
Africa.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Success. And
thank
I wish
you so
all
much.
The success. You're welcome.
I need all the success. I do.
Yes.
Hey, you need all the success. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Brother Grace. Wish my brother happy birthday.
The way we used to do it in my household at the end, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Now drop it like a hot.
If you can't
drop it like a hot, drop it like cold.
Well, I don't know if I can drop it, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
So what's going on, man? I can't celebrate your birthday today. We can, you know, we partying here on the Greg Shell Show with you, but we definitely going to celebrate this weekend when I come out there, guys, with
oh no! I mean, this is much more valuable to me. You know, talking to you guys, you know, being part of this amazing family. I think that is the best birthday gift anyone could ask for. So I appreciate you guys a lot. Seriously, I do. Thank you.
Hey y'all, let me tell you something, MME. You know the movie Beauty Shop with the African guy that was going with Queen Latifah. That's where he remind me of. He's the younger version of the guy. I don't know his name, but I want to play his African song. This for your birthday. What's the name of the DJ Prayer? I want to play this for my brother on his birthday, and then we're going to come back and we're going to celebrate.
Well,
we're going to have a good time with him. What's the name of that track?
I want to wish him a happy birthday all the way from Texas. And I got something for him.
Give it to him. Give it to him, deep breath.
Where peace is.
my brother. Success. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it. Living Wanda, I really do appreciate it. Yeah.
Huh? You. Yeah, can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Man, you just don't know. I'm excited about seeing you because I hadn't seen you in about 4 years? 5 years?
Yeah, thereabout. You're right. About 4 or 5 years now, yes.
Been a minute, man, and you know you moving up the corporate chain and you get ready to do some things with your brother, and I'm excited. I wanted to just say this. World is listening. We are getting ready to come to Montgomery, Alabama, to the Miracle Deliverance Temple Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We will be doing the live TV taping of the Greg Shell Christmas show. Christmas trees, we got eggnog and all kind of nogs and welches. Now, if you slip your Hennessy and all that stuff, that's on you. That you drink it, long as you don't come in there hacking the food. We gonna have a we gonna have an amazing time. I'm excited about seeing a lot of friends and colleagues I hadn't seen in 15, 20 years. Really excited about it. I want to give a love shout out to Fresh Anointing Ministry in Montgomery, Alabama, Apostle Cal Searcy and his wife. Really excited. They the one who, took me under their wing. I was in 6 months of ministerial training with them, true man of God. Bishop Fred Antetunji, Pastor Aaron Miley. I told him we had a conversation on yesterday, so we're really excited. I want to put it out to the world today. We are. If you got you want to put your logo or your backdrop on our Step and Repeat banner, we're offering those services today because we are trying to raise. I need to raise $1,000. I need $1,000, and I'm saying like the man Wentworth. I need $1,000 and I need it now. But I don't want it for free. We want to give you something for your contribution. We can either give you a 5-day, 4-night stay in Orlando along with 10 commercial spots for the low price of $700. So if I got just one person to do that, that would be, the biggest of the battle. But we want you to get your backdrop on our Step and Repeat banner. Also, you can get you a TV commercial on our new TV show, and we're offering that for the low. If you already have an already produced commercial, we will run it during the airplay of the Greg Shell TV show for the low price. I can run it 4 times for the week for the low price of $200. I do it for $200. Normally it would be $500, but we'll do it for $200. The reason being we want $1,000, I want to be able to bless somebody who's unfortunate for Christmas. I want that to be a giveaway some gift cards or something to a single mom or somebody that's, don't have it and their children, at least can get a meal and a toy. So that's, so we don't want nothing for nothing. Like the preachers say, your $100 line and the $77 line. That's your business. If that's what you're doing, I ain't got nothing to do with it between you and your God, but we don't get out like that. We're going to give you something for your monetary gift, and that's what I want to put out there. But our goal is $1,000, you guys, and in that interim, you can get a TV commercial, radio commercial. You can get our services. You can get some PR work done. You can get whatever we offer. We offer a variety of services, website designs. We offer a little bit of everything. So that's what we're trying to attain, $1,000, and of course, in that you will get something for your monetary gift, either the Seven Repeat banner, or you can get, I'm casting for my new movie. I got a new movie that's going to be debuting as well. So whatever you do, you'll get something for your monetary gift. And that's what we're putting out there today. So I want to put that out there, Brother Grace. You can go ahead and add on to it because you know how to get that money. And then MME, you know, we ain't passing around the collection bowl for nothing. We're trying to attain a goal so that we can help somebody during this holiday season. What do you think about that, Success? Well, I talked about Grace first. So, Grace, you go first.
You know, my thing is always this right here. It takes money in order to accomplish our dreams, our goals, our desire. If I want to write a book, guess what? I got to pay for a ghostwriter. I got to pay for a publisher. I got to pay for a printer. I got to pay for something. But my thing is this right here. I believe in sowing into good ground. So as long as you're sowing into good ground and you're reaping that you need, then by all means continue to get what you need. Don't be like the man next door and say, well, I can wait. There's no such thing as waiting. Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? So with that being said, back to you, sir. I want to make it happen.
Real good, real good. Success, what you got to say about that, brother?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a joyful season. This is a season that a whole lot of people are happy about. Go out and shop and hang out with family and friends. But unfortunately, there are people who are, you know, not able to celebrate as others are. You know, they don't have a meal on the table. They don't have toys under the trees and things like that. And if there is any way that we can, rally around to support such people, I think it's a noble cause. So, you know, so what you're presenting, I think it is a no-brainer. And I believe that people are going to jump on the opportunity to take you on the offer and support, you know, a family and put a smile on faces of many.
Amen. What do you think about it, MME?
I believe that MME needs to be on the step and repeat.
Oh, that would be a great start. Oh.
Step it on out. Step it on out.
You already making me smile. See how you went under the water and you helped it. Now God then brought you up to sow. Because when you sow, you glow. And there you go.
Because
I already got, I already see three new TV shows I want to put you in. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I got a surprise for you, too.
You got a surprise for me?
Yes.
Oh, I like surprises.
I have Lil Kano on the line.
Oh! Well, let's go ahead and bring... Let me clap. Lil Kano, like I tell people, when we get to heaven, I believe that, you know, when we get to heaven, that it's going to be clapping and it's going to be joy. It's going to be a joyous time. You know what I mean? Everybody going to, you know, because you done made it in. Because you can either go to the smoking section or the non-smoking section. That being said, let me go ahead and clap him up. What's his name?
Lil Kano.
Let's clap up Lil Kano. What's happening? Welcome to the Greg
Shell
Show. How you doing, brother?
Man, God is beyond amazing, man. I'm still working, and I've been active for over 30 years in the entertainment business, bro. It's been a lot
over
of work.
Over 30 years? You don't even sound like you're 30. Dang, 30? What are you telling me? Wow. Well, real good, real good. Welcome, first of all, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, God is beyond amazing, man. I've just been putting in a lot of work in the community with, I don't know if MME told you, we have an apprenticeship program that we reach out to the whole city of Houston. And we are in the city and bring it to the board so people can see themselves, companies can see their company on there promoting their business for hiring other people and stuff like that. And also, you know, on the music side of things, I got an album out right now. It's called Close Your Eyes, an EP I just put out.
Well, let's do this. First of all, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. And if you would, tell the world a little bit about who you are and, you know, your music, because that's what we do right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show.
Right. I go by the name of Lil Kano. It's L-I-L space K-A-N-O. I was featured on the Motion Pictures Barbershop with Ice Cube and them. I had a song in the movie and a soundtrack. We charted history in 2018.
Oh, wow.
I produced Mary Griffin, Turn Me Out. I had the 2021 Academy Award for that. I was nominated for an Oscar in 2013 for the movie Nikki. I starred in with Clifton Powell.
Wow.
And I produced a lot of records. C. Murder, which is with Master P brother, I produced his album called Ain't No Heaven in the Pen. I produced David Joseph out of Lake Charles. I produced Botany Boys, Lil Flip. We have a project called Cloverland. Some of your singers, Billy Cook, I have a double disc with him that I had out of 2004. I produced the group UNLV, The Relaunch. It was a Cash Money group back in the day. Mr. Marcello, Currency, all the little locals from New Orleans, Josephine, Johnny, Hot Boy, Ronald, Fifth Wall, Weavy. I got a chance to produce all them. Down to the legends in Houston, from Big Pokey, Big Mo, you know, Trader Truth, Zero. And the list just goes on and on.
Wow. Man, let me tell you something, boy. They say, I've been around the world and I just found Lil Kano. I just found him. What do him and me? I'm telling you, man, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. You sound like you're 30 years old. So if you've been in the business 30 years, I know you ain't 30.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a blessing, yeah, brother. Man. So what are some of your upcoming projects? I know you got your new track. Do we have his new track?
No, we don't, but we do have the man himself on the line, and we're going to get all of that, like, right now.
Yeah, I've been on a real spiritual vibe lately, man. I was chosen by Yahshua, which is my Lord and Savior.
Yes, sir.
I've been through the trial of being chosen and going through the times of understanding the visions that came to me into some of the things that God done for me that's so powerful that is beyond your imagination that some people wouldn't even imagine. You know what I mean? But I understand the vibration because I put out so much of vibration. Every track I put out was original. I didn't do no sampling. So all these albums that I'm telling you is all original music. And, just a trial of error from having a house in New Orleans to going through Katrina, losing a house. Now, watch this, though. God says, he said, when one door closed, the next one opened. We went from a shotgun house to a two-story house. So, you know, from living in a one-bedroom apartment, from losing everything. And, you know, and he's sending us a new home. And I'm also a single parent. You know, I have three boys and three girls. My three boys live with me, and my daughters come during the summer. And I do a lot.
Man, let me share this with you. At the end of the day, it's Testimony Tuesday. And so what you just said, I just gotta clap that up. How God
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let me do this because I don't want to hog it up. We got other co-hosts on the line. I know they want to say hi to you. Let me go ahead and bring my CFO on all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Brother Grayson, say what's happening to Lil Kano.
Wow. Hey, nice to meet you, Mr. Lil Kano. You blowing up, man, already. But, you know, the thing that touched me the most, all your accolades, all of your ventures, all of the things you have done, the people you have met, the most important thing that I heard above all things is that you're a single parent. Folks don't understand when a man is a single parent, boy. I can remember when I called my mom and I said, Mom, I can't get JR to breathe clearly. She said, use the suction tube. And I said, Mom, I've been using it. It ain't working. She said, baby, come and help his mouth. Put your mouth on his nose and suck it out. I said, Lord, what's going on here? So when somebody, a man tells me he's a single parent, he got girls, I was braiding my daughter hair so good, boy. Her mama would walk in the door, look in the back room, where she at? Look how good her hair looks. That comes from dedication. That comes from love. That comes from commitment, doggone it. So, sir, I big ups to you, man. Big ups to you, man. Booga, 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 booga. Big ups to you, man. That's you, Mr.
I love it. And, you know, for you to say that, man, because you got some women out there trifling. You know, I used to do for my children and, you know, she was dating a guy, and then, you know, I bring the girl over to come pick my children up. She wouldn't let them go. And so I just say this to say that you got some trifling females out there, but you got to forgive them and move on. And like you said, right. You know, I had the one that keep you away from your children. But, you know, right. Then you give them money to give to the children. They go out, be partying, drinking it up, and then, you know, like that. But God got me through that situation.
Right.
Success, I got you
right.
On the line. What you
look,
man, say what's happening to Lil Kano on the Greg Shell Show? It's my business partner, all the way from Nigeria, Africa.
How you doing? I'm good. I'm just, you know, listening to all your accomplishments and everything. But most importantly, you know, within your accomplishment, there is a lot of testimony that we can tap in from. And I just wanna, you know, give a big shout out to you, for being yourself and, for being consistent and trusted in God, which is something that we all need. And when we go through tribulations and trials, we tend to fall out the wayside and, but, you know, consistency and belief and, you know, God has done it for you, man. Big ups. And I pray that God continue to give you witty ideas, innovations and wisdom, knowledge and understanding for you, you know, for you to continue to make exploits and continue to push your craft, man. Big ups to you, man. Big ups.
Real good, real good. DJ Prayer, Lil Kano on the line. What you got to say to my brother this morning?
Wasn't you... in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest
yep.
rapper.
Yep, I was.
Get out of here!
Can you do a piece
I
of
was.
That rap?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You remember that rap?
I don't even. It's been so long. I don't remember. But it was like.
Can you do
I
a little bit
like,
of something? The good.
So I get it for the gospel. Had a bit of when I run it, so I got it like a pastor. Cause they think that they got a bit of had it divided, but they ain't ready for Kano. He offered the same. Had my business and I do it for God. Cause they think it hard, but they know I got a certain salt.
Wow. Man, you talk faster than I too.
It's all over now.
Wow. It's that over. Is wow. Man, what was that? You need to be an auctioneer. Oh boy, MME, you didn't surprise me on the Greg Shell Show. You told me you bring a whole lot of gifts. I feel like the three wise men. Well, you know where they. I'm telling you. So MME, what you think about your artist? Because I am very impressed, and I don't get impressed easily, but I am very, very, very impressed.
Thank you. Oh, my God, thank you. I brag so hard. I say I brag so hard. I be wanting people to tell me to be quiet, and I still be bragging. I don't care. I write it down and brag. I put it in their face. You got to keep putting it in their face, and eventually they will see, like, who the best is. Like, do y'all know who this is? Like, dude, this is Lil Kano. Like he like one of them, you know, them you know, you put the little ball in that little tank and explode. Like, he one of them, like, come on, this is explosive. Like, y'all ain't never seen nothing like this before or heard nothing like this before. Like, this is money mine. I'm money mine. I don't know what y'all, you know. So we trying to go get some
money.
Wow. It's bad.
So
watch this. No, Lil Kano is bad people.
So watch this. MME, since you did that, and got Lil Kano on the line. Lil Kano, me, you, Brother Grace, and Success, we going to do this song for MME and for DJ Prayer. And it's by Maxwell, and it's just called A Woman's Worth. We'll be right back with Lil Kano on the Greg Shell Show.
Oh,
years. Wanted to learn the business. They tried to mud me up. and throw me under the bus, but they ain't know I was the bus, in Jesus' name. So with that being said, Brother Grace, I wanted to you to talk about this new bank that we looking to bring to the public where they can have their money secure in the new bank system that we're ready to bring forth. Go ahead with it.
You know, the most important part is this right here. I heard my sister say they was doing a chain in the water. Was it the whip it up. I had to go back to what she was saying and not what I was saying. Whip it up. Whip it. Volcano, you might wanna rap about that. Whip it up. The thing that we have to understand when it comes to money is that when we create a chain and we're all sowing into each other at the same time, we'd never go without anything. We wake up in the morning, you roll the roulette, and then next thing you know is whatever your dream is, it can be my dream, because if you are profiting, I'm profiting, and vice versa. We got to realize and understand if I help you get what you need, then I will get what I want. It's that simple. But when it comes time to pull the trigger, not the gun trigger, but pull the trigger, is getting started. As they shoot the gun when you're running track, as they say go, as they say one light, red light, green light, blue light, whatever the case may be, we have to be prepared to go, but not only go, but go together. So if you're interested in being a part of this money bank, bank money, whatever the case may be, then stay close, stay tuned, stay locked in to the Greg Shell Show. Back to you, sir.
Thank y'all so much. Yes, y'all, low-key, we are doing something super, super, super-duper. We bring in like-minded individuals together. And I know they done had what they call these people be. They put their money in for so long, and then they give it to them a couple of times, and then they run off into the sunset once you put a big amount. This money is FDIC covered. Everything is done decent and in order and first class, and it is insured, you know, it's insured by the, you know, properly, because that's who Brother Grace is. He is a wealth builder. So we're excited about the new bank system that's going to be debuting in 2024, where you get a whole lot back on your investment. So that's what we've been doing. We behind the scene, but on the scene. Lil Kano, if you have some words, because we got a few more seconds left in the show. First of all, what you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I mean, I love it, man. I like the alignment of it. You know, one thing about it, y'all have the perfect alignment, and that's what it takes time to build. But the structure is there, and the message is definitely positive. And like you say, come as you are.
Come as you are, man. Yeah, you know, and you people are. Be pointing fingers at people. I done seen people when they go to church.
Hey,
they say, I don't like no gospel rapper. And I say, well, you don't like the gospel. He ain't had to rap about no corn and peas and digging no trenches. You know what I mean? Doing what he do.
Right.
The gospel is the gospel, and gossip is gossip. So go ahead. You was about to say something. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who was saying something? That was MME or was that DJ Prick?
Definitely. You was definitely right what you said. You know, it's everything has a movement to it. You know, like I say, we put out a lot of vibration, and some cats don't understand the vibration they put out. So you have to be mindful. You know, the power is in the tongue.
That's right, brother. That's right. And who am I to judge? You know, I hear people all the time, and the most judgmental people are church people. I mean, for real.
Right.
You know, they judge what you wear. But the Bible says, come as you are. If somebody come into church and you see they don't have whatever, you know, don't talk about them. Pull them to the back and give them something to wear. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the way we get down with what the way God say do it, you know. If you remember the story in the Bible when the people was crossing over to Samaria, and the religious guy, he crossed over him, and then whoever he was, the priest, he crossed over him. But the good Samaritan picked him up, cleaned him up, put him on the horse, gave him some water, took him to the inn, paid the lodging for him, and then came back and gave him much as he needed till he was well. That's a good Samaritan.
Yes.
So that's who we are, and that's who we portray. We supposed to identify and exemplify the spirit of God. It ain't in your words, because a lot of people get up and preach, and they be preaching a lot. And they prophesy too. Prophesy. So, you know, at the end of the day, I got to tell them I was a thug. Now I'm a hug. But I still can thug out if I need to, because I can get like that if I need to with certain people. Because right. I don't play. I ain't even play at recess. That's why I wore dress clothes. So they ain't have me by playing. So with that being said, so I tell people, my brother Grace, we was on a conversation, and, you know, he's just the most humblest good guy. He's military, you know, over 20-something years. And this guy had him rubbed him the wrong way. He told him, don't let this suit and tie fool you. So I had to tell people the same thing, because they know when you have a certain look and you're just trying to be humble and all that stuff, people are trying to use you like a doormat. So there's a time and a place for everything. Ecclesiastes 3 say, you know, there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. So I just want to tell you, brother, you know, congratulations on all your success, and I'm looking forward to working with you. The more I talk, I want to come to Houston for Christmas. I want us to do something big. I want to come to Houston for Christmas. When I leave Alabama, I think I'm going to just come on out to Houston. That's what I think I want to do. Well, what'd you say, DJ Pratt? I think I want to come out there with Kirby Capone Productions, and we can finish putting the icing on the cake. With in the past of study that'll be so nice. I think I want to come there either for Christmas or New Year's. I got to get to Houston. Something is just telling me there's a whole bucket of something going on out there in Houston with all this water and going on. It's time to come up.
That's right.
Success.
That's
where you at, brother.
That's where we at, girl.
Hold on. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left in the show. The success. What do you think about what you heard, man? It's your birthday. Kano, go ahead and rap a little bit about his birthday. This success. Just say happy birthday to him real quick.
We're going to give him the best. Got to say happy birthday to success. Yeah, we get it in and get it off our chest. Handle our business. They never knew we have it in. We come from the south to the west. Yeah. We're going to keep it coming for him. Happy birthday. Break him down in the first week because they think they got him with his Thursday. Yeah.
Man, you know, you guys are making me feel so special, man. I feel so special right now. Thank you so much for that freestyle, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Man, you guys have made my day. Thank you.
Now, the only thing I ask y'all to do is tell two people to listen in to the Greg Shell Show. And them two people tell two people, them two people tell two people. And whoever gets somebody to get a step of repeat banner with our new TV show and, you know, our upcoming events, I will give you 20% of the retail sale. I'll do it. I don't care because I don't have to go through no middleman. We don't have to go through the middleman. We go to the man. The man is Jesus, and then he sent it to me, and then I sent it to you. I don't know if you like Zelle, Cash App, whatever app. We can get it to you. And we need to raise this $1,000. I need to get it so that we can not only be a blessing, but also to market and promote our new TV shows. And if you have a TV show idea or a new movie idea or whatever concept, we would love to showcase you here on our new platform. Tell them about Grace. Say about church, Brother Grace.
Hey, I sure will. And after I do this right quick, Volcano, hey, make sure you give us your website information or your Instagram or your Facebook. We want to make sure that we show you love, make sure we post you out there, make sure we stretch out your footprint. And Grace Saved Our Church is basically a ministries working together. You know, there's a couple of things that I love to do, and I love ministry. I love pastors. I love first ladies. I love congregations. I love helping people. One of the things that bothers me so much is for me to go to a new church and to be worshiping with them and celebrate with them, and I'd have had some good breakfast, you know, sometimes I try not to eat breakfast before I preach, you know. Folks would say, you want something to eat now? Let me go ahead and preach first and then let me eat. So, you know, I'd be up in the pulpit, you know, and I'd be like, okay, something, I hear a little grumbling sound, I'd be like, oh, So then I got to go to the bathroom. Then that's what really struck off. Great save that church. You know, the pool pit looked good. Everything looked good. Audio visual looking good. I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking good. And then I said, oh, my goodness. I got to go. I got to go. Then I go to the bathroom, and I get to the bathroom. And I said, hold up. This bathroom size don't match the size of the sanctuary. So I look back in the sanctuary, and I know I'm counting about 125, 200, 300 people. But I go in the bathroom. It's three stalls in there. And one of them is a damn stall. I got a problem because when I got to go, I got to go. So I tell the folks in the beginning, I say, hey, if everybody in here, hey, you better get out of here now because once I sit down, it's all coming out. And boy, I'm trying to tell you, we need to renovate the bathroom. We need to renovate the sanctuary. We need to renovate whatever the case may be. That's where Great Save That Church came into play. I can help your ministry. 757-676-2886, Brother Gray, 757-676-2886. Uh-oh, hold up. Oh, I just heard a rumble. I got to go, Mr. Chair. I got to go. I got to go. Bless y'all. Bless y'all. See y'all later. I got to go.
Y'all heard it. Ray of Grace, yes, your Grace Save That Church coming in 2024. Boy, that is funny. Kenna, what you thought about that right there, man? That's great, boy. That would be a bad TV show. They gave away $300,000, too, to the Blessed Ministry, you know, that, you know, everything based on numbers. So I'm excited about that. That is funny.
Right.
Man, look, Kenna, we got less than three minutes for the show. Go ahead.
Nah, that's major, man. Like I say, man, you know, it's always good, like he said, just to hear the word of God, you know, period, because it uplifts you in a lot of ways, you know, especially when you can relate to what God said of his word. You know, he said, I come to you in dreams and visions. So a lot of people have missed that. You know what I mean?
That's right. Now, you got an accent, man. I like your accent. Where you originally from?
I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, I know I heard a twist in there, boy. You know how to make some gumbo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know how to make everything. Gumbo.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to come eat. I'm telling you. So watch this.
Get your social media.
Watch this. MME. MME.
Yeah.
I need you to do two things. I need you to send me a photo of you because I got to go ahead and have our team to create a flyer. To add you to the flyer, I need it sent to the Greg, the T-H-E, Greg, G-R-E-G, Shell, S-H-E-L-L, Show, S-H-O-W, at gmail.com. I need you to send me your imagery of you and a picture of Lil Kano and all of that stuff so we can add it to our flyer so that we can start circulating and percolating. Because we hadn't even launched the show yet. We hadn't launched the show officially yet. So we got 60
right.
seconds, y'all. Any closing remarks? Success. Go ahead, real quick.
Man, you know, whatever you do, you know, just keep God first, man, and be consistent. Thank you.
Real good. MME, closing remarks.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, everybody. The show was wonderful. And Lil Kano, give your information real quick.
Man, Lil Kano 3 on Instagram. Y'all look out for me.
Real good. And DJ Prayer, real quick, closing remarks.
Keep on praising God.
And, y'all, we want to thank you for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully something was said, done, and it inspired you in one way or another. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Keep it locked at www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregShellShow3. We're brought to you on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. Have a blessed day. God bless. Bye-bye.